The Government Accountability Board says the new rules requiring groups that publish or air election ads are still enforceable. Board Director Kevin Kennedy says the only change the state has agreed to in its settlement with One Wisconsin Now and the Wisconsin Club for Growth is that ads that mention candidate names will not automatically trigger a requirement to disclose who paid for it. He says that's consistent with recent rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court regulating the boundaries for political speech.
Things that look like, sound like, and act like a campaign ad ought to be treated like a campaign ad. The court said, here's the criteria that we think you should do, but you have to apply it to the case that's presented to you.
That means that each ad will have to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. But Jay Heck of Wisconsin Common Cause says it will be harder for independent groups to launch attack ads without saying who paid for the ad.
You know, I don't think that the teeth have been totally knocked out of this. I just think that the settlement is going to make it a little bit more cumbersome for the Government Accountability Board to sweep all these phony issue ads into disclosure, but they can still do it.
But Scott Ross of the liberal group One Wisconsin Now says the settlement gave his group the green light to do what it has always done.
One Wisconsin Now does not advocate for the election or defeat of any candidate. We haven't and we're not going to. We talk about issues facing the state of Wisconsin, and we talk about public officials who support and oppose those policies.
Two other lawsuits seeking to block the disclosure rule are still pending. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.